A father was tucking his young son into bed one night when his son said he was scared. He said he was scared of the darkness. And he didn't know what would happen when his dad would leave. Maybe there would be monsters. So the father worked to comfort his son. And in doing so, he thought of saying, "Remember what we just learned at church. God is everywhere. God will protect you." And his son said, "Dad, I know God is everywhere. But tonight, I need someone with skin." My dear people, if we are afraid, if we are fighting so-called demons or monsters in our lives from time to time, if there is darkness in our life, God now has skin in the birth of Jesus. We don't have to be afraid. And the birth of Jesus that we've come out to celebrate tonight is the greatest act of love the world has ever known. All people everywhere have wanted their God to be close to them, to be with them, to be among them, and only in Jesus Christ, only in Christianity, has that come true. I love this quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa. "This is how God proved his love for us." She said, "He used humility, smallness, helplessness, poverty, to prove to the world that he loved the world." That is God's love right there in the baby Jesus that we're here to profess our belief in. In my meetings in this month of December with my councils or with my staff, I've spoken briefly with all of them about the miracle of the incarnation, the miracle of God becoming like us so that we can become like God. And so I want to leave you with this thought of the miracle of the incarnation, which is an unimaginable miracle of God's love for us. We believe in it, and not everybody does. Not only was the Word made flesh, but God lived with us in Jesus. We believe in that miracle. And we're about to profess what we believe in, and at this Mass, we will pause when we speak about the Incarnation. When we profess that, we will pause and we will kneel. But first, people of Corpus Christi, and that's a fantastic name for a parish, the body of Christ. St. Patrick's is probably only better. But we are the body of Christ. And so as we begin this Christmas season, let's pray for each other. I'm thinking of the visitors at this Mass, and I welcome all of you on behalf of the clergy and staff of Corpus Christi. I wish you safe travels. Stop to see us again. I'm thinking of people who need to work for the common good today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The world still has to work. Let's pray for them. I'm thinking of those who serve our country in the military, those who are away from home. If we have people who are sick in our parish, let's pray for them. When we lose our health, all we have is our faith. And if we don't have faith, when we lose our health, we have nothing. If you are sick, or someone in your family is sick, I pray, I lead the prayer, that this Mass may bring you encouragement. If you are suffering a loss in your life, if you have lost a loved one, if this is the first Christmas without one of your loved ones, or if it's the 40th one without them, I pray that the graces of this Christmas Mass may bring you strength. Strength in your loss. Loss of a job, loss of a hope. If you are alone, if you have anxiety about anyone, anything at any time, I pray that this Christmas Mass may bring you comfort and peace. Christmas is magical because there is something in it for everyone. And so, my dear people, I want to thank you for being the body of Christ, the active body of Christ that believes in the miracle of the Incarnation. And together, as one body, let's now stand and profess what we believe. I believe.